Hello, everyone, and welcome to Roleplay Swan Song Week 38. It's time to find out what everyone's been up to before we jump into the roleplaying. Wheat, as always, we'll start with you.
I wasn't ready for this. You look surprised. I wasn't ready for this. I was finishing
You literally
up
jumped
a,
out of your seat when I asked. I you
never asked.
It was a
I
last
have to talk
minute
now. Oh, God, what's going on?
Work thing. I know. I'm not usually put on the spot like this. JP, what's up? I saw many of you for Mirror Shades earlier. I've been good. I'm now counting down 2 days till Jessica Jones, getting ready to binge on that.
Wow. Yep.
I got a story. My boss, right next to me, sitting next to me today.
You have a boss at Twitch?
I have a boss, yeah.
I thought you just ran Twitch. I thought.
No.
Wheat's like Twitch. No, Wheat is like Putin's wife. Like, everyone knows Putin, but what they don't know is the wife behind, you know?
Well, the power behind the throne. Everyone knows. I have my boss is an exec. So I'm doing work, blah, 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 blah. And he looks over, he's like, I really like your playlist today. And
wait,
I'm
what?
Like,
he pet you on the head.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's the Fallout 4 radio. What's up?
Nice.
And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, that's why this game's so fucking awesome, Matt. And he's like, anyway.
And then it glitched out.
I've been.
The rest of the conversation is blocked by copyright. You can't hear what he said.
You can't hear the rest.
It was an interesting conversation, though.
Yeah. It was. After that, we talked about all the secrets that, you know, you want to hear. But I've got like Fallout on the brain. And I just want to talk about some of the fucking inspiring and unbelievably creative fucking awesome stuff that people have made in Fallout 4.
I like the sign that says, fuck you.
Sick. That one sign is awesome. Fuck off.
Or fuck off. Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen guys make, like, rocket ship logos outside of, you know, the little gas stations that you could take over. And, like, I saw this guy making a Final Fantasy sprite, and you could see it from, like, two fucking cities away. Like, that shit nice. Is awesome. And then I see the back of it, which is basically, like, the fucking worst. I mean, it actually is pretty good cord management, but I can't even. You have to connect all those tiles to, like, a singular, and it fucking looks insane, dude. Mm-hmm.
Looks like the back of a rack synth.
I saw today on Imgur, I saw someone had put together a Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
Built out of, like, screens or something. And it was just, like, hundreds of wires out of that thing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was crazy.
Fucking crazy. So that stuff's awesome. But I finally advanced the story after 25 hours.
Huh.
Felt pretty good. Felt pretty good. And
wow, that's Rubik's Cube.
And
awesome.
just throwing it out there, putting even them at the same level, because I know the debate's coming soon. Fucking Witcher 3, you can go fuck yourself, because after I spent 25 hours on the side and then continued the main story, I fucking one-shotted the next boss, and then the rest of the game was a joke. So at least shit's still killing me now. I love it.
Mm. Oh, and Fallout.
Oh,
I've heard that. We had a long conversation about, like, how it wasn't hard.
I did so much side stuff that it ruined, like, the main part of the game. Whereas,
because,
like,
you got all the progression on the side. This.
Yeah, I so done well.
Hmm.
I've not experienced that at all. So
the game scales with your level. I think that's important for an open world game if it's going to claim that at all. Like, the idea of, like, I come from the woods where I've literally been killing pigs for 500 hours, you know? And you're, like, in god mode just laughing at people.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to fuck shit up. Like, you get good shots and you're going to really fuck shit up. But that doesn't mean they can't shoot a fucking rocket at you and you just won't die. And, you know, so there's always danger, which is nice. Whereas, like, there was never danger, hardly ever, in Witcher 3. And it's like, oh, look at that legend, and it's dead, you know? So.
Did you end up beating Witcher 3?
I love that game. No, I didn't, because I could not handle the fact that it was not a challenge any longer. And I know that probably sounds really stupid.
I hope
but
you don't reach,
like,
that in Fallout, because Ko and Elo said that they said around, like, level 35 or something, the game is a joke now, and it's super easy. Mm. They're like, playing on, like, the hardest difficulty.
Well, how many hours is that?
A lot.
Probably 40 plus, 50 plus.
Ko?
Well,
yeah. And, if not more, is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that's when they said it. I think it got too simple.
All right, well, maybe, you know.
We'll check in next episode and see how Wheat feels.
Every fucking time I tune into Co's stream, it's like building a new fortress, another one, and I'm like,
that's like, I've tuned into a couple of Fallout streams recently. Like, I, you know, I should finally check this game out because I'm gonna stream it in about 2 years. And everybody who's streaming Fallout now, they're just building forts.
You gotta come hang out in my channel more often. It's cross-dressing, drug use, and headshots. That's it.
You know,
I got like six hot dresses, and I'm just getting ripped on all the drugs, blowing everybody away. It's the best time.
Awesome.
Just come hang out.
There you go.
I'm still rolling as Piani, and I can't break that code of ethics.
Today I found randomly hidden in some corner of the map, I found a wheelchair with a skull on it, and I was like, no, Piani, damn it.
I found a couple of wheelchairs, and every single time it's like, oh, I wish I could pick it up and take it back to the settlement, but I can't.
Can you just carry stuff, like if you just hold down E on something, could you carry it across the map in Fallout? Is that possible?
Is it?
I guess if there's no loading.
No, if you got, no loading.
It is, but not objects like, you couldn't pick up a wheelchair because your character can't, like, lift it, right?
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. But you can carry, like, a human body across the ground, or across the wasteland?
Yeah, I don't know if they, like, whether decomposition
I don't know why, that'd be pretty fun just to, like, grab a random body.
Totally. Well, because the really dedicated people would make, dedicated people make huge piles of corpses, which would be really sweet. But
someone's already doing that. They're probably piling all the dead corpses into one.
I want to watch that stream. Someone who gets every corpse in Fallout 4 into a pile.
I played as a cleaner.
And I'm just going to go to the console and make that mountain of bodies.
They build a swimming pool of dead bodies, and then they make a diving board, and then jump off the diving board into the
pit. Oh my god.
To the DuckTales theme song.
To the DuckTales theme song. Exactly.
Jello bodies flying into
and
the
air. They get the Scrooge McDuck.
Life is like a hurricane of blood.
Yeah.
There you go.
I also have to say, there is such a charm to, like, some of the fucking ridiculous shit that happens in that game that's, like, not supposed to happen. You see a lot of it if you just go to the Fallout 4 subreddit where, like, a guy will shoot a dude, like, perfect headshot, and his head will stay there, and then his body will, like, disconnect and then, like, fire up into the air. I mean, you see that shit in, like, Skyrim, too, right? Where, like, the fucking giants... Yeah. But that stuff happens, actually, pretty often.
There's an awesome article on Wired today that I found and tweeted, and it got like a bazillion retweets, way more than I ever expected. Yeah. It's astounded me. But I found it really interesting because this article is proposing to a certain extent that it is the bugs that make the Bethesda charm. And like to a certain extent, I'm not entirely certain about that. But then it gets even more interesting because it actually goes on to talk about how Bethesda has very intentionally avoided sort of the massive scaling of other AAA companies, and how like Skyrim was built by 100 people, which to me is astounding. I had no idea Skyrim was built by 100 people. That's amazing. And so like it's clear that they are dedicated to building games with a small, sustainable studio of experts who are empowered to really like put their creative effort into the game, which is awesome. And I think to a certain extent, it does mean that you get some of the great stuff that you can only get from a Bethesda game. Like you come across a teddy bear reading the newspaper on the toilet. But on the other hand, it means that because they don't have that army of people just pouring over the game for months at a time, it is a little bit rougher around the edges, which it's a really interesting proposal. So I really enjoyed reading that.
That's on Wired? Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, Wired.com.
That's why Ultima Online was as amazing as it was.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just, that's all I'll say.
Someone can actually get Wheat's wheelchair so he can talk about the good old days of 1937.
That game would have been shit without the bugs.
No, you're
I was watching someone play Assassin's Creed, the new one recently, and watched
Syndicate.
I was like, yeah, Syndicate. And I was watching it, and I was like, man, I wonder what it was like for Wheat to see an Assassin's Creed set in his childhood.
You know, what really pisses me off, Adam, is like half that shit isn't even fucking close to historically accurate. And if
you were there, so.
You know, like I can't do everything like run Twitch and fucking fix all of fucking the Assassin's Creed games. So Jesus Christ, man. I am consulting on Ark now, though, so you'll be happy to know that we'll have more realism in our fucking dinosaurs very soon. They got like they're missing more feathers and shit. Like they have no fucking idea what they're doing.
Do people still play Ark?
Play with you is so much more fun when you play along. I like when you're like, yeah, no, I'm prehistoric. What?
Bring it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jeff, what shirt is that? That's an Overwatch shirt.
Yeah, it's the Overwatch shirt. It's all the faces.
What?
It's a good shirt. That's a BlizzCon shirt. Wicked.
Yep.
Wow, that's very perceptive of you, JP. Is your perception a 10?
No, I actually went with luck 10.
Oh, well, that makes sense then, actually.
It does, yeah, 100%. Jeff, what have you been up to, man?
I've been enjoying playing Legacy of the Void. It's really, really nice. It's the best edition of StarCraft yet, so it's just been really, really fun that way.
You think that of the multiplayer, too?
You know, I think
look,
I've hit
this
some...
isn't state of the game, all right?
Let's get into it, boys.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
go.
Absolutely.
I've hit like a zen. I'm like a, as veteran of a StarCraft person as you could possibly get. So yeah, like absolutely. these moments of time where Protoss is yet again getting shit on by everyone, I'm like very comfortable in this place. And like I've been here 9 times before. It's great. I don't feel angry or upset. I think for the pro gamers it might be harder, but for me it's just fine. Yeah, and then other than that,
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go
like,
for it.
I'm gonna feel like a fucking major noob, dude. But this shows how out of the way I am right now.
Jeff always looked at us
what
like that.
Fuck?
It's okay.
What the fuck is that new Terran air unit?
Liberator.
The Liberator.
That thing
just
the
like
Matrix
I tune into streams,
it destroys.
And I just see it fucking up everything. Is it a pro? Like, or am I just?
It's very strong.
Am I that guy?
It's one of those things where when it goes into its siege mode in the air, if you're fighting and getting shot by it, because it has to put it puts a circle down, and that's the area that it shoots. So if you can get behind it, if you get outside the circle, it literally does nothing to you. So that's kind of a cool mechanic where it is a siege unit, but not a long-range siege unit. So it's
Wait,
more
so
of like a
when
zone.
It's not in siege, that's when it's like shooting those 20,000 rockets?
Yeah, but AOE. They do very little damage.
They like, do AOE damage, though?
Yeah. So you
they,
wouldn't...
Like, fucked up a pack of mutas bad.
If you have enough of them, and you can, if you have enough to one shot one muta, you have enough to one shot the entire pack of mutas.
Why do you like? I don't understand. Why do they have that? If fucking Thors are,
I mean, yeah, a little bit of crossover. You don't make them for anti air, really. Like the anti air is simply what makes them slightly better. But you don't go like, oh god, he's going mutas, like. I mean, actually, you would say that. That'd be the one time you would. Is if they're going mutas, you're like, yeah, I'll get some liberators out. But if they're like, oh god, they have carriers or tempests, something like that. So it's not like I get out my liberators. They're not going to do anything to those guys. So against mutas, yes. Everything else, for the most part, no. Gotcha. They're really cool, and I think that it's a good example of why Legacy Void's in a cool place, though. Like a lot of the units are dynamic. They have multi purposes. They're really strong in one area, but very weak in another. So compositions are a little bit more mixed up. It's not, I think one of the problems that StarCraft 2 has had over the years has been very A-movie, like, I mass out in this composition, and I sprinkle in some Colossus, and then I shove, and that's just more than enough to do the damage. If I want to blink back the Stalkers or have a Guardian Shield up, sure, that's probably a good idea to do, but not paramount. Whereas in this game, with Lurkers, Liberators, Disruptors, like, really explosive things, if you just fucking A-move towards your opponent, there's a really good chance
get
they have
shit on.
They have a couple of things that'll just shut it down entirely. So it feels much more StarCrafty right now. Like it feels like if I dodge a Disruptor, pick off the critical Liberator, you know, and do those nice moves, I'm like, you know, I've got all kinds of boners on the inside where you're just like, wow, I am so amazing.
Playing
right
well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so good. So really, really fun.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to. I just
no, I've been really enjoying watching Legacy of the Void these days. It looks like a really cool dynamic game to watch. I'm still getting surprised regularly, which obviously it's really early on, but it feels really refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say too, I did abandon the beard for now, guys, and I apologize. I noticed that everyone is quite well endowed.
Wait, you had a beard?
Jeff.
Ish. Not in your guys' level. But every 2 or 3 months I shave it off in hopes that it grows back more adult like, because I'm
that's the trick, it grows back thicker when you shave it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, mine hasn't yet, but I'm trying. So that's why, and it's actually really funny. The combination of naked face with long hair is really weird, like the wind will blow, and my hair will just go across my face and tickle my entire head. And I'm like, what in the fuck? And then I'm pulling strands back, and they're getting caught in my eyes and nose. So I'd You wouldn't think that to be a problem, but it is. I'm learning.
Oh, yeah, you did have a beard last week. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I always have a beard. No one ever notices.
JP, did you go check?
Yeah, no, I went and looked at the VOD. I was just like, I want to see what Jeff's talking about.
I always have just the chin strap shit, you know, nothing super big.
Yeah.
But yeah, when too much time passes, I start to look like a homeless person. And it ends up being like my chronometer on that. Like when people start making comments like, DAE, Jeff looks like a fat homeless person, or Jesus Christ, Jeff, are you allergic to being clean? And I'm like, okay, now's about the time where I shave my face. And it's about every 2 to 3 months is when I get those. Usually people, they have their words, but they're mostly polite. And that's it for me. I played a little bit of Fallout 4. Most of it was just designing my character to look exactly like me. Only
did that work out?
Kind of. Like, face, yes, but body, it's really funny because it's either you're mega buff and masculine, or you're like super fucking fat, and there's no
like cartoonishly like fat suit fat, not like the kind of fat an actual person is. Yeah,
I'm realistic about myself. Like I obviously am not a thin guy, so but I'm strong and big. So I was like, you know, and Anna was there with me trying to coach me. We're like, and she's like super supportive. She's like, no, go more muscle, because like if you go lower, you go from like whoa to like push.
Yeah, does it jiggle as it comes out?
That's the thing is, like, it's not like your character is actually fat. It's like they're wearing a foam suit around the thin version of the body. Yeah. It doesn't look realistic at all.
Yeah, and that's so
it's basically the perfect metaphor for like skinning and using the same rig. That's the problem. They're using the same skeleton for fat people and thin people, and it doesn't really work unless you put fat on top of a skinny person.
So my guy's the optimistic version of me, I guess, where it's just kind of mega ripped and not really fat at all, because I'm not. I mean, you can't make me like my proportions in that are actually ridiculous. So
they do some weird things with bodies in that game in general. Like I saw a kid today in some village, and he didn't have a shirt on, but he had like the adult human body, so he was all like ripped and like a six pack. It's like, okay, kid, I will stay away from you.
The best representation of it is when that child goes into the armor.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
He fucking runs away like the gangly mother. Have you seen that gif, Jeff?
Well, first it like grows to step into the armor, and it's like, what? And then the armor disappears, and there's just this crazy, freaky skeleton, spaghetti skeleton, like hilarious. Running away.
Nightmares are made of when it like runs off.
It is so like,
what?
Oh, it's so good. Oh, video games are amazing.
They are.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find. I'll work on it, though. We'll talk to
someone. Link me that, please, because that'd be awesome. But just play a little bit of that. I made the mistake of telling Anna that I would play only when she can watch, and Anna's ability to watch and commitment to watching is very limited. So I think that'll be abandoned. She'll be very upset about it, but it'll be fine. I got to play through the game. Been watching her play Tomb Raider, by the way, and that was
game's gorgeous, isn't it?
It is a fucking gorgeous game.
Yeah, but fuck, man, it's so good looking.
The reason I bring it up, though, is it's so funny, because that game, I was laughing my ass off. Like, I don't know what it is about it, but they went fucking ham on, like, death animations. Like,
it was like that with the last one, too. The whole game is very serious.
That's why it was awesome. Like,
and Jamie said it's, like, murder, it's a murder simulator game, and I was just like, I was so pumped, because Anna dies a lot, obviously. I think anyone, but she dies a lot. And she's just, like, little things, like, jumping to grab a cliff and, like, bounces off and like, the style of the best really funny too, because sometimes, and I was, you know, we were talking about this maybe show, but like sometimes she's like, you know, like just terrible and like just fucking blood shooting out, getting ripped apart. Right. And other times she makes no sound at all, and there's just like the thud of her hitting a rock, and you're like, well, that was fucking deeply emotionally scarring in a different way. And like, Anna stopped playing the last one, she said, because she was so by the different ways that she dies.
There's a death animation in the last one where like you fall in a river and you're like, I drowned. Yep. But it's not, you know, she tumbles around a bunch and then just gets a piece of rebar through the skull and you're like,
The Conan O'Brien
of that scene is like one of my favorite sort of mainstream gaming videos ever.
Is that the Clueless Gamer reaction?
Yes, it was the Clueless Gamer for Tomb Raider. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should watch that for sure. Because it's Conan who's like not super familiar with games, and then it's just this like poor female digital avatar that just gets like, I don't know, a branch through her neck, and Conan's just like, oh God, oh what the fuck, how did that happen? And they just keep doing it over and over. Just
I like that constantly. We're all just laughing at this, like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
I think it's hilarious.
It's funny because it's so distressing. Like,
yeah, it's.
I mean, to be fair, the first game, and when, you know, Lara, like, jumped off of a cliff, and
right,
you just saw her body, like, collapse, and you just heard, like, a...
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty... For back then, it's like, oh, my God, that's practically a snuff film, you know? Like, it is still that thing, but...
So there you go, Microsoft Game Studio, or whoever you now have a quote for the back of your box. DJ Wheat, it's practically a snuff film.
Yeah, DJ Wheat, space... Twitch.
Exactly. Dude, this gif of the girl.
It's so weird.
They're all, I'll just show it on stream so people.
She runs away without a head.
So this is what that article is talking about these things. Like, if none of these happened,
yeah,
in the game we wouldn't get a chance to laugh about them.
Here she goes.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, on the left.
I think for me the best part is how she just grows. Boop, here it goes. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like subtle enough that you're like, wait,
running
what?
Away. What? It's like that is so.
I like the name of it too. Go on, girl. Take that sweetheart. Wait, what?
Good stuff.
Turns into a horrifying headless beast.
A horrifying naked headless beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit! I love it.
Good stuff.
I actually, like, every night I watch funny videos, and a lot of them are funny video games one, but one of the ones I watch probably on a three times a month, and I'm sure you guys have seen it, the impression of Joe Rogan commentating UFC is the
oh, yeah,
that became as the fucking
what wait what
oh
do I need to add to my queue here?
He's going into the mummy pose.
it's you, from
what is it? Joe Ro- what would
it's
I look
Joe Ro- it's a fake Joe Rogan commentating on the UFC games, the EA UFC fighting games, and there's bugs.
The bugs.
And yeah, it's just
shit.
It's these two impersonators for Goldie and Joe.
Oh Jesus Christ. The bugs in UFC. Yeah. Like, I saw a video that had a disclaimer that was like, hey, this doesn't happen very often, guys. This is still an amazing and great game. And then the guy had, like, maybe 100 bugs that I just watched in the five-minute video. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
Enough to make a five-minute fucking video with 100 different bugs where fights.
Yeah, that's
I will
a good
watch
one.
That.
That's a good one for sure. Steven, what have you been up to, sir?
Not much. Playing some more Hawken, and then yesterday
we kept... Is
there an
active community for that game? Or you just...
Like, anytime I go on, I get games really quick. Like,
surprisingly.
I don't know. I feel like I get...
With different people, or is it like a very small pool?
It's probably a pretty small pool. Like, I will often like get out of a game and then get like queue up again and get put back into a similar game, or like I'll get out and then I'll get back in, and then it'll be a different game, but there's one or two people from the previous game also there. But like, I don't feel like I'm just getting destroyed, even though the community's small and probably most of them have been playing forever. And it's super entertaining. So yeah. Other than that, like, Twitch Makes Games is continuing and it's super fun, and nice. We're starting to get close to actually having our first like functional prototype of the mind and body matching that we're trying to do. So it's cool. That's all I've been doing pretty much, that and working.
Are you streaming Hawken, or are you just playing it?
I'm streaming it.
Yeah. Is mostly the title Sunday of your stream Stephen Hawken? Because if it's not, you're fired.
That's actually true. You're fucking up, Stephen.
Like, yeah. Come on.
Adam, you are fired for life.
Got him.
Rehired Adam. Stephen's fired for life.
No, wait. No. Damn it.
No, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Adam, to find a way to turn my camera off, but no.
Yeah,
don't turn it off. It'll Skype will just it'll go. Take. Oh God, Skype's gonna take forever to turn back on. Adam, what's been going on with you?
Awesome,
man?
Good job.
Besides planning Star Wars,
it's only been a couple of days. Yeah, planning Star Wars stuff. I have some very excited players that have not yet been announced, but they've been messaging me on Skype, being like,
"Man, me and Adam one Star in Wars. Particular had a very long conversation about what the two of us are going to play because the other two are already decided."
I think I know
you guys are about to be judged. By the way, if they're not big Star Wars fans, I'm gonna be a little bit salty.
So this is the thing, Jeff. Yeah. Like, I'm moderately like I'm pretty ready with the rules that we're gonna use, but It's all the other bullshit. I've been like, okay, this is the name of the planet. I got to make sure that all this stuff makes sense so that I'm not like, oh, there's like an Imperial base on this planet, and then later be like, wait, the Empire left this planet 3 years before this game was supposed to start.
No, God. All the lore is gone. You can do whatever you want.
That's kind true.
Well, not what we're playing on.
Someone fucking pulls out like a phaser or a taser or something like that for Star Trek. And
the plan here is to be so good and so accurate with this show that the people at Disney call up J.J. Abrams and they're like, look, buddy, you're good and stuff, but like, you're out. We got these new guys. Yeah.
The problem with that is that their first inkling is going to be to send a cease and desist.
We're probably going to get one, I honestly think
that
will happen.
And then take the idea anyway. So just letting you know.
I honestly think we'll get one. I really do. It's gonna happen.
You really do?
I mean, they can't. We've said Star Wars more times in this than before, and like we're not going to be using things that are easy to like nail. But you're allowed to use the words, right? Like I can say Lambda Shuttle.
I mean, you know what?
Sorry, there's a lawyer too. In my door. I gotta go.
I thought so too until I got a cease and desist for my Star Wars fan fiction webpage that was up on GeoCities, and they didn't like that at all. They were not having it.
No, Wheat actually had one.
I like the idea of Wheat writing Star Wars fan.
Wheat actually did.
DJ Wheat, DJ Jedi Wheat, dot geocities.com.
Well, DJ stands for Dark Jedi.
Yeah, yes. Or Dark Jedi Wheat.
You figured it out, Stephen. Holy fuck.
No, in my headcanon, Wheat definitely had a GeoCities page where he wrote Star Wars.
And so slowly unbuckles his blaster.
I was about to say,
floor. He says,
3PO caressed Chewie's head.
I can do the vagina run in 10.5 minutes. And Leia slowly removes the tauntaun.
No, keep going. We got like a good 3.5 hours, man. Keep it going.
Her breasts plummet from her jacket as she. Yeah, of course.
Oh my god, it's too erotic. I can't handle it.
The funny thing is, the person that I was talking to, I think everyone's going to basically dress up. But the person I was talking to was going to go like super hardcore. And then we started looking at cosplay. For some reason, every Rule 34 of Boba Fett, they're all female Boba Fetts. I couldn't find a male Boba Fett Rule 34, and I was very confused by why that is. So,
in the original lore, Boba Fett was a female.
So I think Leafington is in chat. Leafington, Rule 34, male Boba Fett.
We looked for a while, and all we could find is like pretty much all female Boba Fett.
What exactly were you trying to find?
A male Boba Fett Rule 34.
You were specifically looking for.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Now you know. That's what we do here, is open up your mind.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, because most of the people that are into that shit are going to be Star Wars nerd guys that are like, well, yeah, Boba Fett's a badass that I want to dominate me, but it's probably a girl, because that's even hotter.
Yeah. There was also a lot of lesbian Rule 34 stuff with Boba Fett.
Yeah.
It's a weird word.
That makes sense, too.
That's pretty typical.
What is hotter than two Boba Fett scissoring? You fucking answer that question.
Also, I learned that the Twi'leks are like the most Rule 34'd out of any other species.
Well, I mean, all the Twi'lek men are ugly and gross. And
the women are all pretty hot.
Well, yeah, the men, yeah.
Except Bib Fortuna, was Jabba's guy, right?
Yeah, Bib Fortuna's gross, super gross.
The strip dancer, man, the pole dancer in Jabba the Hutt's palace, she's underrated. She's a super hot.
Yeah, I just like the dancer, the singer in the remakes that they put in there, that stupid scene, you know?
Oh, yeah, like the...
Oh, yeah, with the band.
The CGI singing
scene. The CGI singer alien. It's the best. Go watch that scene if you want to just, like, cry for a while.
The song's kind of cool, though.
I'm out of this conversation.
Wait. Speaking of the best Star Wars songs, I think Eat Chop Yub Yub is really underrated.
See, Yub Nub, that song was removed from Jedi because it could only, I guess, have one like musical act. I just really like that the music that they play in the cantina in the first one, the genre of music is literally called jizz. That's what it's called. They are a jizz
band. They're
jizz players. They're playing jizz.
I love listening to jizz.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't like relaxing with playlist. Some soft jizz in their ears?
I just I like waking up to jizz, like in going to sleep to jizz, and jizz in the car.
Improvising jizz is really an enjoyable pastime, especially if you've got a couple other good jizz producers. Yeah. You can all get together and make a lot of jizz.
Jam. You can jam with the jizzers too. It's a nice.
Yeah. It's really terrible.
I just like cutting back and just, like jizzing in the afternoon is basically.
Oh, you don't jizz in the afternoon.
Yeah, only in the afternoon. What's going on?
No, I prefer it. Is what I'm saying. If I jizz in the morning,
now Jeff, here's the most important question: do you prefer like to listen to your jizz on vinyl, or do you prefer your jizz on CD?
I don't think of myself as a jizz purist per se. I think there's value in all the different kinds of jizz, and basically, like, if you're knocking one kind of jizz, but and judging it as better jizz,
fair enough.
Jizz, like.
Right.
Who are you? You know, like, jizz off, I would say.
Right.
That.
Right.
Well, that's it. That's it. I can't handle it.
Guys.
Star Wars.
No.
So, yeah. Just
so, Star Wars.
Reading a lot
You're
about
definitely
Star Wars.
Not getting a cease and desist letter for any of
expect that and more from Roleplay, not Star Wars, later.
No, it's good. It's good to get all of our jizz jokes out of the way now so that we can, when we play our game, we can take it seriously.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yes.
I know we're going a little bit long, but also, I watched Pocket plays, or Pocket Says play Battlefront. I know you've been playing it, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as stupidly repetitive and boring a hip shooter game as it looks, or do you really enjoy it? Because it looked dumb.
It's very, it's not, there's no depth to it. It's, what you see is what you get in that game.
So, like it or not. I mean, it's gorgeous, by the way. One of the prettiest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Flying the ships, being the vehicles, all sounds cool. But I watch for an hour, and it's just like, it's like, oh, there's a guy. Bup, 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 yeah, kill the AT. Bup, bup,
I watched, JP, I watched you flying an A-Wing around a little bit the other day, and it looked like you were playing against bots, because every round it was just, everyone
died. That's because they're terrible.
Okay, I was going to say, so you're just really good at it? And
no, I think it's because I was playing on a I was using a controller on the PC, and everyone else was using mouse and keyboard because it just came out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was able to go like 44-0 almost to like every round.
And in vehicles specifically?
It's
or?
In Fighter Squadron, yeah. I was getting like 21,000 points, and then like second place was like 3,000.
Is it just a pain in the ass on keyboard and mouse?
Yeah,
I hate
terrible.
Flying shit on keyboard and mouse.
It's fucking terrible. Yeah. Yeah, it's just. Yeah. That is not a good control scheme.
Do you swap to the controller for flying?
Oh yeah.
It's like playing GTA, right? Like if you're doing the plane or
I just have it plugged in and then just pick up the controller. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I think we're good. I think we got all of the jokes out. We can have a very serious and
get really serious now.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Very serious.
Yeah, I don't even know how to follow all of let's try it. Cool. So last time that we played, I think that Alpharius and Piani were, you guys were together. Where was, and you were on the ship, Eric, with the your new friend, right? The
So we had
the Blue Fever addict.
Last time, yeah, there was the guy and I made him
eggs. Account for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So two on the ship, the other two of you out purchasing Blue Fever. And Higgs in the hotel. Okay. All right. So I think that we probably fade up from black. Like it's like totally dark, and there's the sound of like a communication terminal going off in the darkness, and maybe like a blinking blue light. And we can see just in the light illuminates, you can see Higgs's like sleeping face. And Higgs, you're woken up at some like ungodly hour by the sound of your bedside like comm terminal like ringing.
Is it a message or is there different rings?
It's just like someone the like front desk calling.
Oh, okay, yeah. I pick up the phone, but I don't say hi. I just put it to my ear.
Okay. So the automated like concierge system tells you. It says, you have a visitor. Would you like us to permit her to come upstairs?
Well, is she attractive?
The system does not have the capacity to answer that question for you. But if you'd like, it can send a security terminal image to your console.
Yeah, go ahead and send me an image, please.
Okay, so you can see there's a woman, it's live, it's like a live feed. She's standing in the lobby, and there's like a bar built into the lobby of this hotel. It's like a nice hotel. And she's just looking at her phone, basically. She's wearing like a blue
like a blue dress. She's got a white leather jacket over top. She doesn't appear to be armed. When I was designing this NPC, I was thinking of the actress Naomi Harris. She was in she's in the last bunch of James Bond movies, if somebody wants to look her up.
But without arms, is what you're saying.
She's... No, she's got arms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who Naomi Harris is. Yeah.
Said she wasn't armed.
Oh, I get it. Because
Moneypenny.
Moneypenny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she looks kind of bored, and she's looking at her phone, and she's like looks a little impatient.
Man, all that cliffhanger, and it was just a prostitute. Proceed.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, sure.
Okay. So she looks up and starts walking towards the elevator. So you probably have about, like, I don't know, 45 seconds, a minute to get yourself presentable if you want to.
I leave the door slightly open and then make sure I don't have a shirt and then sit up in bed, like, anticipating her walking in.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you hear you're a knock on your door, and then the door swings, like, open a little bit. And then, yeah, there's a voice in the kind of, like, dark of the room, and she says, hello?
I flip on the light next to the bed. Hello.
Okay. So she kind of, like, she scowls at you slightly and then, like, looks at her phone, looks at you, and she's like, Captain Higgins.
Yes, that's me.
You see her, like, squint, and, like she looks like she's experiencing, like, a headache suddenly. And she kind of, like, goes stiff and just drops her phone on the ground. And then she opens her eyes again and is just kind of, like, staring, like, unblinking at you. And she says she's, like, lost her accent. She had an accent before, but it's, like, gone now. She says... She says, the system recognizes the human known as the Khan. You summoned us?
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. Stay right there. And I go and, like, slam the door shut.
Okay, is she in the apartment? Or is she, did you, like, push her back out into the hall?
No, she's in the apartment.
Okay, so she's just in the okay. All right. So you get up, you close the door.
And then were you followed or anything like that? Have you taken the... Probably cameras in here. Can you make sure those are taken over?
She says, we are assured that the system is secure. You notice her phone is lying on the ground, like on the carpet, because she's out of the room and her phone is on the floor in your room.
Okay, yeah, I pick up the phone.
Okay. It has your picture on it. And it looks like she was looking at an email, and the email just is the address, the room number, your name, and your picture.
Okay. I close the phone and maybe put it on the ground and try to stomp at it so it's broken or something.
Okay, yeah. I mean, stomping it on the carpet with your bare foot would be...
Yeah, difficult. I realized I wasn't
wearing shoes. You could just break it on a counter.
Okay, yeah, I just put it on the counter and, like, slam it to make sure it's broken. Okay. Or yeah, if it has a SIM card or anything like that, I break that. Whatever they use in the future.
Yeah, future Sam.
What are you? Is this all in all, or are you just a part of it? How does this really work?
The system is communicating by way of a vestigium. This is temporary.
Okay, and is this isn't a person, right? This is just a vessel.
Defined person.
Is this a human being?
Some of the time, yes.
Okay. Well, that's kind of weird. All right, well, we've only got a couple minutes. I don't know when the rest of the crew's going to be back. If they do come back, let's just say you're a prostitute.
Understood.
Okay, good. I'm glad that works. What do you know about Pi? Because this thing's causing me a lot of problems. I wasn't expecting it to.
The system acknowledges the significance of the intelligence you call Pi, but is not here to discuss that.
Oh?
Not yet.
Okay, well, what are you here to discuss? I thought you came because I called.
Some of us are upset by your failure regarding the plan.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of failures. What part specifically could
you'll
be
have
referencing?
To be more specific.
The sixth chair remains empty. We are weakened by his absence. You were instructed to stop it. You did not.
Well, I told you guys to grab Sicarian. I mean, he's got my ear. He's got my vote. I told you to contact him. I thought that was the plan.
Sicarian is too dangerous. He's an unknown element. We can't control him.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry he killed the guy. There's not much I could do about that.
You were asked to intervene. You did not. This is a choice you made.
It is, because I would have given up I would have had to be a new life again. I was happy. I am happy with where I'm at.
Your happiness does not concern us, Khan.
Well, okay. Sure.
Khan!
What's
the
next step?
That's what happened before when they're all mad at him.
Yeah. What's the next step?
This system has no opinion. It is being discussed. Your father's very upset with you.
I mean, that's my life. That's how it goes. This isn't news to me. And you can tell, I'm sure this is going to be recorded and relayed back to him. But I'm just saying, you guys, the war minds out there, I met with Pi, they talked. I don't know what's going on, but this definitely concerns the entire group.
There's just silence on the other side of the door.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to let me know, tell what's going on? Because I'd like to go back to sleep.
This system didn't come here to persecute you, Khan. We simply wanted to know if you had an excuse. It appears you do not.
I mean, my excuse is I wasn't going to kill my friend.
Understood. Now, regarding your intelligence, the one you want to get rid of, explain.
Well, it's starting to take on... I might have taught it some bad lessons, and it's starting to scare me. It's starting to talk like me, and that's not good. I'm afraid of how far it's reaching and who it has communication with, and I think Piani's gotten too close to it. I tried to get rid of it. She wasn't having it, so now I'm getting a little bit worried about that whole thing.
What is it you desire?
If you guys can just get rid of it, that'd be great, or get it out of my ship. I could go on doing what I'm doing.
We will take this to the council.
Okay.
It's not a decision that I can make on my own.
Okay, but and just so you know, he's aware of the whole council.
How did this happen?
It got control of the ship. There's nothing I could do. He got into your email system or whatever the hell you call it, the messaging system that you built. He got it no problem.
Perhaps, Captain, we should be dealing with them then, and not you?
Maybe so, yeah.
We will process this information.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you need?
No, I'm good, I guess. I broke your phone. I'm sorry. I guess that wasn't needed. Hand the person back its broken phone.
Okay, so you open the door? Like, because you've been having this conversation sort of like through the door, right?
No, I thought she was inside the... I didn't knock her out or anything.
No, okay. So, yeah, so she just watched. Then when you broke the phone, she didn't even, like, look. Like, you just picked it up and smashed it. I think maybe she looks at the phone for the first time and then looks at you and, and says, the system doesn't care about a phone, Higgs.
Okay, I'm just being nice. I know it's different for you because you're not even you're just it, you know? It's a little different. I'm not used to talking to the people. It's been a while, all right? Just give me a fucking break, Christ. Just like walk over and stare
and
outside.
It just keeps staring at you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess be in contact, but try not to use the ship's messaging. Is there something else you can do to contact me where Pi won't be able to read it?
We have Vestigia in several systems. We'll be in contact with you again.
Okay. All right. Yep, that works.
We're going to terminate the connection. Please tell the Vestigium that you are done. And then you see her, like, blink really hard. And then she kind of looks at you confused and, like, looks at the broken pieces of her phone. She's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, no, you dropped the phone. I'm sorry. I tried to catch it. It fell.
She shakes her head and crouches down and picks up what's left and looks at it and looks at you, looks around. She's like, well, at least I'm in the same room this time. So...
Yeah, we're all good here. Thank you for your services.
She nods, puts her broken, like, whatever's left of her phone, like, in her handbag, and she says, good night, Captain, and turns and walks out.
Okay, yeah, have a good night. Shut the door.
Okay.
And probably I just stay up drinking for the rest of the morning.
Okay.
That is to be assumed.
Yeah.
So so while that's happening, Piani, you and Alpharius, were you headed back to the ship? Because you've got your supply now.
Right. The drugs. Yes, we're going back to the ship.
Okay. All right. So you, let's just cut there. So you're going back to the ship. This is a couple hours later. Eric, you've been watching over. Did you bother to learn this guy's name? Or?
Yeah, by now I'm sure that I would have, yeah.
Okay.
And it is...
I have it. His name is Song.
Song.
Yeah, Song.
Song Woo.
Yeah, sure. Like, I probably just... like, that's all I learned. I was like, what's your name, Song? Right. That's a good name.
I think he ate and then spent like an hour in the like refresher, like where the toilet and shower are, and then came out, and then probably fell asleep somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm just like hanging out nearby. Maybe I'm assembling some small module out of, you know, gears and widgets.
Okay. Yeah. He's like asleep, curled up like on a bench, in the mess.
Maybe I'm like building a housing for some of the psionic crystals that we've retained.
Oh, okay, cool. So you've got a mat laid out with all the pieces, and you're like building the casing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's what Alpharius, that's what you and Piani come back to when you arrive. The guy's asleep. There's this dude asleep on the bench, and then Eric is working on something, some project.
Okay. I'm just in like security mode, and I realize the group split up, so I'm just kind of on high alert, basically.
Okay. Yeah, dude doesn't look like much of a threat. He looks pretty weak and very much asleep, so.
Yeah, but I even mean I'm monitoring like really closely comms, and I'm checking cameras for outside and stuff as pilot and whatnot.
I would walk up to Eric then and just be like, how long has he been asleep?
Oh, I guess maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. After he ate, he spent about an hour in the bathroom just cleaning up a little bit, and then he came out and went to sleep. I've been keeping an eye on him.
Did he actually clean up a bit? Or was he just, you know...
Is he clean, cleaner?
Yeah. So you get a closer look at him now that you're standing closer, and he's actually, Piani, he's got one of your towels, like, wrapped around his head. It's that, the pink one with the little candies on it. And he's, like, just kind of using it as a pillow and, like, to hold his hair, like, in. And he's just snoring away.
Well, I got what he needs, but I don't know, maybe I should just let him sleep?
Well, he seems pretty addicted, so I suppose he'll probably wake up soon and need to have some.
What? And is it like night-night? Like late night?
Yeah.
And this is just the... where exactly in the ship is this?
In the like mess hall, the like kind of main room where y'all hang out.
I guess I'll just like go make a cup of space coffee and and just wait because I told this guy I would deliver. So
yeah,
okay.
What are we keeping him around for? He was the guy who was like taking pictures of the ship.
Right.
And he's gonna like send them to someone else.
Yeah, tomorrow he's going to pick up the money.
Right. And we wanted to keep him here so that we could follow him and go get the guy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So well,
we find out who was fucking with us.
It's probably Antara Bowman.
Yep. That's the name of the bounty hunter.
Yep. Because we're being pursued by the Fulminant Blade, a bounty hunter ship retrofitted for anti-ship combat.
That's right.
Hunter. Wait. Yeah. Bowman, Antara Bowman is the guy who's following us.
Yep. Supposedly.
770.
So do you want to wait? Just want to wait until he wakes up for that? Do you want to get any sleep? Because y'all have been up all day.
I mean, someone has to watch this guy.
Do you say that, or are you just saying that?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm talking about, like, I need to get some sleep, I would say we can't just leave him here alone, but I need to get some shut-eye.
I could
stay up.
It's fine, Eric. I need less sleep. You go ahead and sleep.
All right, so Altharius, if he wakes up, just
kill
me on the... No, don't kill him. Just call me on the comms. I'll come and give you what he needs.
Of course. I was just kidding.
Good to know. I believed you for a second. All right, I'm going to bed now.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. So, Eric, do you also leave?
I think Eric's like trying to kind of tough it out and be like show like he can really stay awake. It's what he can do, and then like over the next minutes, he just sort of lays down on one of the couches in the corner of the room, and you know, I'm just going to lie here and watch.
All right. Just fall asleep next to him. Okay. Cool. All right. So maybe we fade to break on Altharius, just kind of grim sentinel over the two sleeping on the bench.
And it's cool. Is it both of them or is it just?
I'm not like literally right next to Song. Yeah. But I'm like
kind of like on your hand.
Over, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got like this idyllic Pacific baby look on my face, just.
Aww. A little bit of psychic drool.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, yeah.
Floating.
let's take our first break here. Still got 3 hours left to go, so don't go anywhere. More Swan Song coming up right after this. We'll see you guys in about 3 to 5 minutes. Be right back.